The city of Clovis has a reputation for good schools, walking trails, and upscale neighborhoods. It's also one of California's faster-growing cities. People want to live there. So, as the city grows, pressure is also growing for developers to add new homes, often converting farmland to subdivisions. So how do rural residents there coexist with new development while keeping their country way of life? Reporter Mark Benjamin explains how one neighborhood is adapting to change.
On the northern edge of Clovis is a neighborhood that remains part of the county. People here live beside orchards, raise animals, and get water from their wells. It's called the Dry Creek Preserve. It's about 800 acres wedged between exclusive neighborhoods about a mile east of the highly touted Buchanan High School. For Dale Mitchell and 240 other property owners, it's a rural paradise they don't want changing.
Sometimes I can call them with a cowbell. Mm-hmm. My wife rings a cowbell. I mean, we can do that. This time of day, they're likely to be pretty lazy.
Mitchell farms pecans across this quarter-mile-long plot of land. The whistle and bell ringing you hear is for his herd of Peruvian pack mules. They're known for sweaters and spitting. Yes, llamas. A handful of them suspiciously eye unfamiliar visitors to get to their food. A few feet away, Mitchell also has peacocks that let out an occasional ear-splitting squawk. Mitchell and his neighbors want to keep this way of life, but realize development is closing in. They want to have a say in the way new housing tracts are built.
High-density development is not going to be compatible with the rural environment.
Now, after years of sometimes tense negotiations, Mitchell and his neighbors have a breakthrough deal. It will allow Mitchell and his neighbors to continue farming, keep their well, and unusual farm animal menageries, even if this rural enclave is annexed to the city. This rural lifestyle has some history. Around 1900, the area was part of a huge wheat field owned by Clovis Cole. He was known as America's Wheat King and is also the city's namesake.
It was part of the dry land wheat farming operation of Clovis Cole. Dry Creek is over here about a quarter mile to the west of us. And he had most of the land tied up in wheat farming to the west of Dry Creek and some to the east.
In the 1960s, the land was subdivided into large plots that allowed farming and a rural way of life to continue. By 1988, the city started talking about bringing Dry Creek Preserve into the city limits. Residents refused. Brian Araki, Clovis City Planner, recalls those days and the reactions of residents.
They were saying, we don't want to be a part of the city. Well, you know, we don't need a plan for us. We're okay.
They refused again in 1993 and 2009. By then, the residents wanted some city protection because home builders were making plans for their area without them. The county area is surrounded by Clovis. Residents rely on the city because it has a say in all development nearby. And even though Mitchell and his neighbors don't want to be in the city, they want to preserve their way of life. They also want developers to consider their needs too. Araki said developers came and went.
There had been property owners and developers coming in and talking to us about potential for development, what's the land worth out there.
In the meantime, Mitchell was preparing. He used his background as a state fish and wildlife supervisor to write a plan for residents to retain their property rights and not get overrun by city folk. Most developers were finding projects too costly, especially after the city told builders they had to get buy-in from Dry Creek Preserve residents. That meant fewer homes and less profit. Woodside Homes showed up in 2015. Matt Smith was assembling 45 acres across 8 chunks of property for the company. Then came the hard part, working with the Dry Creek Preserve neighbors. City planner Brian Araki recalled that Smith and Mitchell got off to a bumpy start.
Matt Smith and Dale got together. They were, you know, rivals at the first commission meeting, and Dale was passionate that he didn't want this project to move forward.
But Smith wasn't going away. After 2 years of meetings and multiple revisions, Woodside Homes, the residents, and the city were able to hammer out a compromise. This is Matt Smith of Woodside Homes.
My feelings on it really evolved over time, which was at first we started looking at it as a project. And then it became more nuanced, and we realized that there were a lot of neighbors who had strong feelings for their land and wanted to keep them and preserve their land.
That led to Woodside, the residents, and the city striking a deal. The two-part compromise brings Dry Creek Preserve into the city with all the rights residents had while living in the county. It also allows Woodside to build houses, but under conditions agreed to by residents and the city. That means fewer homes on larger lots. Future developments will have to follow a similar path.
We know we have to make money on it. We know we have to spread the cost over a certain amount of lots, but how low of a density can we do it and still make money?
Last week, after 3 years, Clovis City Council approved annexing the Dry Creek Preserve and allowing Woodside's housing tract. There were concerns about traffic and opposition from two residents, but more than a dozen others agreed to the protections to allow farming, limit the number of homes, and reduce lighting that will give new development that rural feel and better blend with Dry Creek Preserve. Dry Creek Preserve resident Tom Bell worked on the agreements with Mitchell. He told the Clovis City Council the process wasn't always easy.
There's been trials and tribulations. There's been frustration by everybody. But the bottom line is, I think that we've reached an agreement in the annexation agreement where we have protected all of our residents' rights.
A few technical issues still need to be ironed out at the county level, but the biggest hurdles between the city, developer, and the residents are mostly gone. And Mitchell thinks it was a fair outcome for his neighborhood and future generations of Clovis residents.
We'll be preserving the rural, rural environment and the rural character, and hopefully be able to hang on to some of the agriculture, since that's a part of the roots of the city of Clovis. We just hate to see that loss.
For Valley Public Radio in Clovis, this is Mark Benjamin.